What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, about a week ago, there was a document leaked out from within the German government in which Germany officially changed its view of Russia from a partner to a threat. And this came on out, and it caused a bit of consternation. Russia came back with a diplomatic note saying, we're very concerned about this, why you would think we're an enemy. And Paul Craig Roberts has an article out saying that while most people don't understand this, Washington, D.C. and its European slave states are trying to convince Russia they're preparing to attack. And the reason they're trying to do that is to get Russia to make the first move so they can say, aha, we've got World War III and it's all Russia's fault. And there are plenty of historical precedences to show how this is being done, whether it's sending in the Lusitania loaded with weapons without any escort to where they knew the German U-boats were going to be waiting, Roosevelt goading Japan for an entire year before Pearl Harbor and then acting like it was a big surprise, Saddam's nuclear weapons, Gliwice incident. How many more examples do you need? When a ruler decides he wants to attack another country, he has to lie and trick his people into going along. Because if a ruler got up there and said, you know, things are pretty okay right now, but I think I want to go into this other country and steal all their wealth from me, and your kids are going to have to do it for me, you're going to have a population saying, to heck with that. You know, what do we get out of that? Risking our children's life and limb. So every ruler who starts a war has to come up with some kind of a fraud or a hoax to get it going, to try and force the other country to make a move. Now, Iran has issued a statement. As you know, part of the agenda in the United States to try and delay U.S. complying with the P5 plus one is Iran's ballistic missile program, which was never part of the P5 plus one agreement. And the attitude we're seeing inside official Washington is very simply, well, yes, Iran is complying with the P5 plus one, but they're defying us in other ways. Therefore, we don't have to keep our side of the P5 plus one agreement. Now, setting aside that this sends a very bad message to other countries that you cannot trust any treaties that you sign with the United States, Iran raises a point. No nation has a right to dictate to another nation how they're going to try and defend themselves against an eventual invasion. And we know Iran is well aware. Hillary has stated, if she's president, she will attack Iran. So why wouldn't Iran, out of prudence and caution, get ready to defend itself? I mean, the attitude of the United States government at this point seems to be, we're going to come and invade you, but you're not allowed to have any defenses because of the rules we just made up. Now, apparently, tensions along the Kashmir border region between India and Pakistan are flaring up, whether they're doing so naturally or somebody's trying to goad it. But we could see open war break out there, and we're in a powder keg situation where any major war breaking out anywhere is going to be seen as justification for saying, okay, we're into it, let's just go, and everybody attacks everybody. Just like happened in World War I, because of all the foreign entanglements. Remember, World War I actually broke out between Serbia and Austria-Hungary. And then somehow in the American media and the British media, it was mutated to Germany is our enemy. You know, forget about that Archduke Ferdinand nonsense. We have to get Germany. They just need an excuse to get going. Now, we've been talking about the latest effort to break Israel's blockade on Gaza. This latest one is called the Women's Boat to Gaza. And apparently, they have gotten all their plans together. And they will be arriving on the shores of Gaza somewhere around October 1st. And my hat is off to these ladies. They're showing a huge amount of courage. They are betting that Israel's government is going to be more reluctant to commit acts of brutality and murder against women because of world opinion. I'm not sure that I would trust Israel to go along with that. But still, sooner or later, that blockade has to come down. Let's talk about the economic news. Story out of Investment Watch blog. Look who's frantically demanding that taxpayers stop Italy's bank meltdown. This is Mario Draghi, president of the European Central Bank. And that's all they ever do. They're working on this Ponzi scheme, private central banking system, and every time it gets into trouble, what do? Oh, well, we'll make the taxpayers give us more money. That's all a bailout is, whether it's in Europe or the United States, taking $1 trillion from the taxpayers and giving it to the banks so the banks can turn around and loan it back to the taxpayers at interest. That's all a bailout is. Sweet deal for the banks, not so good for the people. Having to pay interest on money that used to be their property. And now while Italy is thrashing around with what they're doing, now the banks in Portugal are saying they're going to need a taxpayer bailout. I think it's time to let all these banks collapse and stop sticking the taxpayers for the greed and corruption and fraud of this banker class. Because we keep finding them involved with fraud, corruption, drug money laundering. Deutsche Bank has shuttered another 200 branches. They're in trouble. And if you want to know what life under the New World Order is going to be like, the International Monetary Fund's competitiveness drive, what a euphemism that was, leaves 127,000 Greeks earning under $110 per month. And here's the problem. If the people of Greece aren't earning a lot of money, they can't pay taxes. If they can't pay taxes, Greece will never get out of debt to the IMF, and that is by design. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network right now. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the deteriorating situation in Europe and the tendency for these banks. Every time they get into trouble, they just turn to their buddies in government and say, take more from the people, give it to us. And they're driving down wages and salaries. At the same time, they're saying you got to pay more in taxes and more in costs. It's a train wreck getting ready to happen. Rising prices and taxes on one end, lowered salaries and wages on the other. We all know how that's going to end. But the money junkies are so caught up in their addiction, they can't see the big picture. They can't take the wide or the long view. Anybody who's seen any kind of an addict, alcohol addict, heroin addict, cocaine addict, whatever, it's always the same mechanism. I need that next fix, and I can't see anything else around me. And the same thing applies to the money addicts. They just want that rush of another big pile of ink and paper coming in, and they can't look beyond to how their addiction is harming their community, their society, the world. They really are money junkies, and they behave just like that. And so it's perhaps no surprise that we keep seeing so many of these money junkie institutions are actually hand in glove with the drug industry, money laundering, the narcocracy. We're seeing a repeat right now of what happened during Prohibition, where the rum runners and the bootleggers had enough cash to buy their way to the highest levels of government. That's where the Kennedy dynasty began. Now, Prohibition was repealed to end all that corruption. Then we've got the war on drugs, and we're back in the same problem. Those who are trafficking in those drugs, like the Central Intelligence Agency, have enough money to buy their way to the highest levels of government. Now then, apparently the largest U.S. subprime auto lender is delaying the release of their earnings report, saying there's an accounting matter. This is Scopus Financial, and they're in that subprime auto lending industry, and they're now basically saying to their stockholders and the market, we can't actually tell you if we made any money. It's an accounting problem. Just trust us. It'll be all okay. It's another bubble. and it's about to burst. Now, Warner Music Group has finally settled their lawsuit regarding unpaid interns. And I have to tell you, I think this idea of an unpaid intern is nonsense. It's just a free source of labor for corporations. And the original idea was you come to work for us as an unpaid intern, we treat you like crud, and when it's all over, maybe we'll give you a paying job. But some companies are taking advantage of that situation. They'll bring in an intern for 6 months, they'll work them to death, they'll abuse them, then they'll say, I'm sorry, we don't have a job for you, and then they'll bring in another intern. As far as I'm concerned, it's a modern version of slavery, and I wouldn't accept it. When we were still in the animation visual effects business here in Oahu, we had interns come in from one of the local colleges, and we would put those kids on the payroll. Not a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of money to spend. But our motto here is PGP, professionals get paid. Nobody works for us for free. And again, this gets back to a simple reality. If there is no mechanism to return the vast amounts of wealth collected at the top of the economy back down to the bottom as decent wages and salaries, the whole system is going to collapse. Because if ordinary people aren't making any money, then they can't go down and buy new cars. They can't go to the shopping mall and buy new, hopefully American-manufactured products. It just doesn't make any sense the way they're running the economy, other than as an overlap from a bunch of money junkies who can't see beyond that next fix. John Deere has laid off 11% of their workforce. That tells us farming is in trouble in this country. Caterpillar retail sales have declined for 43 consecutive months. Kmart is now issuing a warning that 941 stores will be closing soon. I think that's the entire company. Talk about another iconic American company that's in trouble. And again, if you're not paying ordinary workers money, they cannot go to the Kmarts or the Sears or the Macy's or whatever to buy what is there. And why nobody in our government is able to understand this is just astounding to me. Now, Donald Trump has announced that he will pull the United States out of the World Trade Organization if they try and block his proposal to tax American companies who try and move overseas. And I'm fully on board with that. This whole globalism nonsense is great for the globalists and the corporations, and it's terrible for the people. BBVA, Spain's second biggest bank, is getting ready to cut thousands of jobs. All right. Now, apparently, IMF chief Christine Lagarde will, in fact, be standing trial for some economic malfeasance regarding a 400 million euro payout when she was France's finance minister back in 2008. Now, she's out there saying it's just negligence. I didn't intend to do wrong. Therefore, you can't prosecute me under the Hillary defense. We'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, Austria's justice ministry is getting ready to announce corruption charges against the country's former finance minister, Karl-Heinz Grasser, following a seven-year investigation. Do you understand? Everyone at that level is corrupt. All right, let's grab a phone call. Richard in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'm a longtime admirer of your show. I just want to say thank you for everything you do here. I mean, I think you've been one of the most inspiring people to me, and you know that people can still get a lot of the good information out filtered. Filtered from all of the misinformation out there. Regarding the private central banks, you were just referring to, I think I heard recently that Iran, North Korea, and Cuba, I think it was, are the only countries not tied to a private central bank. And I was wondering if that was, your understanding was at the moment, and if so, what's Russia's situation?
Well, Russia has a privately owned central bank but Putin took control of it. It's now run by the government in order to manage Russia's public currency as a public utility. And by the way, the day that he did that is when Putin went from being a close ally of the United States to the top of the U.S. government's special high interest targets list. Okay?
And then China, I mean, well, I mean, they have a currency now what is it, gold-backed? I mean, it's a tradable currency that a lot of more countries are using now.
Yes.
I mean, what exactly is their situation with their private central bank? I assume they have some sort.
Actually, I need to look a little more closely at China's economic setup. I think their banks are privately owned, but like Russia, they're under control of the government. And that's why they produced currencies which are seen as much more reliable and trustworthy than the U.S. paper dollar. For one thing, the U.S. paper dollar, people like to just say, well, there's nothing backing it, there's no gold or silver. That's not entirely accurate. The U.S. paper dollar is backed with the future slave labor of the American people through those treasury bonds. The problem is they've issued so many treasury bonds, there aren't enough living Americans, even with all the illegal immigrants and refugees, assuming there were jobs for them, to make good on those treasury bonds. There's a treasury bond bubble out there. And because of that, more and more countries are wanting to use the ruble and the yuan for cross-border trade and banking. They're walking away from Bretton Woods. Actually, they don't need to walk away from it. Richard Nixon legally ended Bretton Woods when he ended gold convertibility back in the 70s. But the U.S. wants the world to go on using the U.S. paper dollar because it gives them unearned wealth as well as a degree of control over the world's banking systems. And that's what is really behind this rush to war with China and Russia, is to destroy them and their currency so the world has to go back to using the U.S. dollar. And it's a ridiculous idea because in this age of global instantaneous financial transactions, there is no real need for a single global currency. It's an obsolete idea left over from half a century ago.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Now, over in Germany, boy, they've had a rough time in Germany. The Munich shooting appears to be another staged false flag attack to say Islam, terror, terror, terror. But they've still got these problems going on with these refugees attacking people. And apparently there was another guy tried to stab a woman on the train in Germany. And you've got the government, German ministers out there saying, you know, that these attacks have got nothing to do with Merkel's refugee policy. I mean, it's got absolutely nothing to do with all these refugees coming on in and everything. It's the fault of human-caused global warming. That's the reason all these Middle Eastern refugees are starting to stab women. It's global warming, because as the world gets warmer, they dress more scantily, and that offends the Muslims, and that's why they're sad. I mean, they're just running in circles trying to disconnect all of this, but it's not working. Over in the Express, they're saying, basically, Merkel has got blood on her hands. Because every time there's another one of these incidences of the refugees with a knife or an axe or something attacking people, the German people are saying this is because we don't have closed borders and we're not careful who we let in. Now, never allowing a good crisis to go to waste, the German government is now pushing to end their post-World War II law against using the German military domestically. Here in the U.S., it's called Posse Comitatus. They're trying to get rid of that. They want to deploy the full-on military in the streets of Germany, just like Washington, D.C. wants the right to deploy the U.S. military in the streets of the United States. This whole push for a single global government and a world enslaved to a single private central bank has created a political climate that could result in a single global revolution. All the people of planet Earth rising up against all the money junkies all at the same time. And that would be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the human race to become free. We'll be right back after these words.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Paul Ryan is dealing with his own reelection issues. And apparently, one of the issues he's having to deal with are all the family members of people who've been killed by the open borders agenda. These illegal immigrants come in, they commit crimes, they commit murders. The refugees come on in, they commit crimes, they commit murders. Remember, Obama has released something like 100,000 known criminal illegal immigrants back into the American nation because their home countries don't want them anymore. And my server is under attack. I must have said something that upset somebody. Okay. Now then. So Paul Ryan, there's a video of him literally running away saying, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Okay, let's talk about the police issue problem because, as you know, the government has been trying to rebrand the police as the victims. We're supposed to feel sorry for the police because of all of these recent sniper attacks. That's a tough sell. Because it would be one thing if the police had been doing their job properly to protect and to serve, if they'd actually been catching real criminals. People might fall for it. But the American nation has for decades been seeing police brutality, killing of puppies, kicking down the wrong door, killing people inside there, flashbang grenade on a baby. The police are murdering more innocent Americans than the mass shooters and the terrorists put together. Under the civil forfeiture laws, they are stealing more from law-abiding Americans, never charged with a crime, than all the burglars, muggers, and robbers put together. Yes, there are good police out there, but the bad ones, trained by Israel, doped up on prescription antidepressants, have created a public image problem for the police that a few shootings isn't going to reverse. So let's get back to the news here. Nationofchange.org. State troopers arrested after beating unarmed motorist on video. This was a 50-year-old guy who'd already surrendered, was complying with their orders. This happened up in New Hampshire, I'm rather ashamed to say. And they basically, there were at least seven officers in the video. None of them attempted to stop the other troopers from viciously beating this guy. 50 years old, surrendered, under control here. Now, there is a little bit of good news. This happened down in Orlando, Florida, where a police officer was caught on the dash cam beating a handcuffed man. Two of his fellow officers turned him in. So, see, there are some good cops out there. They don't get a lot of press because the bad ones are causing so much problem. Now, here's an interesting story. This came out of the Wall Street Journal. And this involves a story from a lady named Abi Habib, who is a reporter for Wall Street Journal. She travels a lot, and she was going through TSA and was told that she had to turn over her cell phone to have all the information on it copied. And the journalist came out with her First Amendment rights as a journalist and her Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable search and seizure, at which point she was told by the TSA agent that there is now a 100-mile constitution-free border around the United States. Now, for here in Hawaii, that's the entire state. There's no place in Hawaii that's more than 100 miles away from an international border. And by the way, this is completely illegal because the Supreme Court ruled in Marbury versus Madison, laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. And it's just another indicator of how completely out of control our government has become during this descent into fascist dictatorship. All righty. Now, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has agreed to pay $475,000 to a New Mexico woman who accused agents of forcing her to undergo an illegal body cavity search. Good. I hope they make those guys personally financially liable for that. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the TSA, the second most hated agency in the U.S. government. And apparently up in Seattle, they arrested a TSA worker on a voyeurism charge. Now, he was not at the security gate, but apparently they spotted this guy on an escalator using his cell phone to reach under the skirt of the woman standing in front of him to take some videos. And that is perverted. Let's be honest about that. And there's a couple of aspects to this. First of all, it displays an institutional disregard for the privacy of other people. We've seen it at the security gate, and now we have this guy in Seattle going up an escalator just using his little cell phone to reach under the skirt of the lady in front of him and shoot pictures of her nether regions. There are some really sick perverts getting jobs over at the TSA. And this reminds me of what happened when Claire and I recently went over to Kauai, which is the next island over that away. And on the trip out there, Claire's panties disappeared from her luggage. And she said, I know I packed them. You know, somebody had to take them out. I'm going, oh, come on. That's just ridiculous. And then I did a web search. And I discovered this is a major problem with women who go through the TSA. And on the other side, their panties are gone. So that some TSA worker can sniff at them while doing things that we cannot describe on the radio. And this is just more of the same thing. Now, there's another dimension. Are these guys on prescription antidepressants? Because it gets back to that poor impulse control problem. Or is it just, all the kids who used to steal panties off the clothesline, you know, because there are no more clotheslines, we're all using dryers and say, oh, we'll go to work for the TSA and we can get our jollies that way. But if this is the best the government can provide, and I'd like to remind everybody that in the middle of all of this violations of our privacy, voyeurism, stolen panties, dropped laptops, which happened in Seattle for me, TSA has never actually found a real terrorist. In all their years of operation, they have never actually caught a single real terrorist. And every time the Department of Homeland Security comes on out to run a security drill, 90% of the practice bombs and guns get through onto the aircraft. This is a classic case of your government at work, huge expense, terrible inconvenience, and absolutely no benefit whatsoever. And it gets even more interesting than that. Now, if you travel, you're probably already aware that you are not allowed to choose your own locks for your luggage anymore. Because since I had something stolen out of my luggage at Britain's Thief Row Airport, I like to put nice solid locks on my luggage. It's my right, my privacy. But because of the TSA, we're required to get the Safe Skies locks, which are the ones that the TSA has the key to so that they can open your luggage whenever they want and steal panties and things like that. The problem I have with the Safe Skies locks is they're junk. They're not sturdy. They're not strong. They're easy to break. They're easy to pick. They're pretty much useless. They're the perfect lock to have on your luggage so that things can be stolen. And if the TSA's master key doesn't work, they're going to cut them off anyway with a pair of bolt cutters. And now it's just gotten worse because apparently a group has put out a 3D printable master key for the Safe Skies locks, which means now anybody at the airport is going to be able to go into your luggage and help themselves to your iPads or your camera or your wife's panties. And none of this improves your safety one tiny bit. We're just being turned into a nation of prey to be predated upon by anybody who has a government badge. I'm from the government. I'm allowed to take things from your luggage. It's amazing. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Steve in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, on RVN, not RVN, I keep saying that, on NPR today, driving on my chores for the day, running around, and they had a speaker talking about Puerto Rico there's a push to allow Puerto Ricans the ability to vote in our presidential elections, and I was just doing a little homework here on it, and I understand it's a U.S. territory, and they've also now been given the authority to vote on for a governor. I understand that, but my question is, how did this all come about? First of all, how did it become a U.S. territory? And I understand here it says Puerto Ricans are natural-born citizens of the United States. Some of this just doesn't make sense. If you're a natural-born citizen of the United States, first of all, you're not on U.S. soil. So
well, technically you are. Technically, te- Technically, you are, because these possessions are considered U.S. soil. They're not states, but they're still considered sovereign territory of the United States. A good example would be the ruckus when John McCain wanted to run for president, and they said, well, he doesn't fit the natural born thing because he was born in the Canal Zone. Well, the Canal Zone was considered, at least the military base there, was considered sovereign U.S. soil. So these territories are in kind of this legal twilight zone, where they're dominated and owned and controlled by the U.S., but they don't have the rights of full citizenship. Hawaii actually went through that in a lot of years before 1959, when they finally were made a state over the wishes of the Hawaiian people. But, yeah, it is a very gray area. My concern in terms of the elections has to do with people who are in this country illegally being allowed to vote, by declaring that showing an ID to vote is somehow discriminatory. Yeah, it is. It discriminates against non-U.S. citizens who are not supposed to vote in our elections. But as the Hillary camp begins to realize the degree of trouble they're in, and the poll numbers have turned against her, you know, rather strongly, they're going to be pushing to allow the illegal immigrants and the refugees to vote in the election, because they're all going to vote for Hillary because she's going to take stuff away from the legal American citizens and give it to the illegal Americans.
Right. You know, so they threw a stat out there. I was kind of questioning the stat, but they've mentioned that they said the 42% of voters are independent. I didn't think it was that high. Do you think that's a correct stat?
Yeah, I think it is, because more and more people have just severed their affiliation with the two traditional parties, and it's not something that the news carries, because they're still trying to sell this idea that in the United States of America, you're either Republican or Democrat, and more Americans are saying, no, they're both crooked, they're both corrupt, there has to be a new direction to go.
I agree. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Fox News just had John Kerry on TV once again saying that air conditioners are as big a threat as ISIS. And it's a ludicrous statement to make, but Kerry's apparently been on this for a week now about how our two big refrigerators are a problem and our air conditioners are a problem. You know, it's damaging the environment. And again, this reinforces my prediction that as soon as the November election is over, Obama is going to hit you with that carbon tax, because the U.S. government is desperately broke. They did not get the sudden windfall of tax revenues they thought they were from Obamacare. And so now they're back to pushing human-caused global warming. And we've got NASA and NOAA are fully on board saying, oh my goodness, you know, this is the hottest year on record. Meanwhile, we're hearing from all over the Northern Hemisphere that the late spring and the early onset of cooler weather is harming agricultural crops. In fact, I've got another one here with some new numbers. Over in France, wheat production down 22%. Barley and oat yields are all down because the weather is actually cooler, not hotter. But remember the motto of the U.S. government: if at first you don't succeed, lie again. That's all they know how to do. The U.S. government has gotten by controlling you with lies, fraud, and deception for so long, there's nobody left there that really knows how to do the job properly. The few who did, like Cynthia McKinney and Ron Paul, got booted out. We don't want facts and reality messing around with our little scams here. You two get on out of here. That's what's going on. Apparently, there's been a mass stabbing over in Japan at a facility for the disabled. This is in Kanagawa. At least 19 people are dead. And the gun grabbers are wringing their hands saying, oh, why couldn't he have used an AR-15? What's wrong with him using a knife? Well, we're going to ban knives now. You're not allowed to have a knife unless you're a government-licensed chef or butcher or something that needs a knife. Well, you can have my Swiss Army knife when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. remember that big stink a while back where there was this official at the CDC who was caught out literally changing the CDC's reports on sugar consumption at the request of Coca-Cola to say, oh, it's not such a bad deal. Well, that official has finally stepped down. And I think after a while, you're going to come to the conclusion, and it's valid, that nobody gets to be in the higher levels of government and corporation without being corruptible. And as a result, we are living underneath a corrupted government corporate structure. Now, one of the signs that we point to regarding dictatorship is the number of states in which it is now illegal to collect rainwater on your own property. These are the king's raindrops, you knave. Take him away and blind him. And it is completely ridiculous. I mean, even in Nazi Germany, Hitler didn't go around to people saying you're not allowed to collect the rain that falls on your house. We certainly had enough of it around here last night. Well, over in Colorado, they've amended the law. Okay? The new law says that you can collect and store up to 110 gallons of rainwater in two 50-gallon or 55-gallon drums. Anything over that, you get a fine. And I still think it's ridiculous. This idea that when you have a home or a farm and you're not allowed to collect rainwater because it belongs to the Nestle Corporation or some such nonsense as that. It really is completely ridiculous how intrusive government has become in our lives on behalf of various corporate interests. And yes, there's a water shortage. The water shortage tracks back to other very bad decisions made by the government, such as allowing fracking, which has contaminated fresh water, drinking water sources all across the country, particularly out in California. But when you have a government of the money junkies, by the money junkies, and for the money junkies, this is the kind of thinking you get. Government officials are all big donors, big wallets. They're money junkies by default. And they're going to go on in and they're going to make decisions that help themselves and other money junkies. And to heck with what's, oh, so your tap water catches on fire. God, you people are so picky. You're making mountains out of molehill. Get a fire extinguisher. They're on sale down at the local hardware store. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. Apparently, yet another bug has surfaced in the iPhone that allows hackers to steal passwords with just a text message. And they're saying you need to make sure that you upgrade to the latest iOS operating system and hope that it won't brick your entire phone, as some of the recent iOS patches have done. I remember not too long ago when letting your system update was assumed to be a good thing. They're going to, yes, they sold you an operating system full of problems, but they're fixing the problems bit by bit by bit by bit. But lately, there have been so many of these embarrassments, not to mention the Microsoft Windows 10 nagware, where you have to wonder, you know, is it really worth it? You know, you need the update to try and protect yourself from the latest malware, but at the same time, you could open up another problem entirely. They're not really being very careful with the software. I'll give you a good example, one that that hits me. This is a Windows 7 machine that I'm using right here, and it's a white box. And every once in a while, it will boot up, and it will say the audio driver has stopped working, little X over the speaker. And I'll go in to the services manager, and it says everything's fine. I'll go into device manager, everything's fine. You go out on the web, and you say, yeah, this is hitting a lot of people, and nobody knows what causes it. How do you fix it? Well, you do a reboot, and yes, a reboot fixed it. But that was 5 minutes spent solving this problem that was not spent on doing what I need to be doing. And our country cannot survive that loss of productivity with our economy as fragile as it is. All right, let's grab a phone call. Paul in Montana, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mr. Rivero. This is a big old heat wave we're having in the middle of the country while Europe is freezing and every place else is freezing. Is it being engineered, and are you going to have somebody on real soon that has a handle and is able to explain to us how this is being done? And I'll be listening out off the air.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And in a way, it's being engineered. And the way they do it, and we've documented this before, in order to get the numbers that fit the political agenda, NOAA has, over the last decade, shut down all temperature measuring stations in the cooler rural regions of the United States. And they concentrate now on temperature sensors that are located in cities, which are very hot places. And we have photos of these weather stations located in the air conditioning outflow of buildings. One, we have a picture right next to a trash incinerator. And they'll get these claims of record high temperatures from measuring stations that are located in the middle of airports, surrounded by passenger jets belching out huge amounts of burning jet fuel. So, of course, they're going to get higher and higher numbers. And that's exactly what they want to do. They're trying to convince you the world is still getting warmer, despite several record-setting winters in a row, because they need to hit you with that carbon tax. And they're desperate. And they will say and do anything whatsoever to get more of your money. Here's where it breaks down. We don't have any more to give, because it's all piled up at the top there. We ordinary people don't have any more money to give to the government and the corporations. That's why it's all starting to come apart. We got to take a break for commercials. When we come on back, we got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and we're going to take all your phone calls.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn.
our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones here now. Ed in Missouri, or is that Michigan? That's in Michigan. Ed in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not too much, Mike. You have another storm coming, right?
They're a ways off, and it's too soon to say whether they're going to hit here or not. There's Hurricane Georgette. Estelle already spun out, so we don't have to worry about that one. But it's going to be an interesting storm season this year.
They tend to stay on the same track, like one after another. But the reason I called, I saw the Secret Life of Timothy McVeigh, and there is quite a bit of evidence that he was totally sheep-dipped, you know, from the military and continued on and was working for the government under some gentleman named the Major.
Well, I don't know about the gentleman's name, but there were from his behavior, where he was bopping all over the country and trying to get inside all these different groups. It's the classic mark of an undercover informant. And those of you who are undercover informants out there, you need to understand there is no loyalty coming your direction from the government. If they decide they need a dead body and one that looks like you, they'll offer you up as a sacrifice. And they did it to Tim McVeigh. They did it to Lee Harvey Oswald. Just something you need to think about, you know, while you're abusing yourself to old James Bond movies at night.
And in that documentary, he was working really hard on not having an autopsy after they executed him. And there's some speculation that he possibly didn't even die, and the Major took care of him. In other words, there's the outside chance that Timothy McVeigh is not dead.
Well, I'd heard that before, and there was actually one reporter, one of the witnesses at the execution, who insisted it looked like he was still breathing after it was all done. The question I would ask would be, why would the government bother keeping him alive? They can't ever show him again. They can't ever use him again. He's a live liability. If his identity is ever discovered, it blows the whole Oklahoma City bombing case wide open. They may have told Tim McVeigh that they were going to fake his execution, and by the time he figures out that they were lying to him, it was way, way too late. But I can't think of a reason for them to actually keep him alive after it was all over.
No, I couldn't either. No.
Okay.
That was a heck of a good documentary there.
Yeah, I haven't seen the documentary, but again, there were a lot of indications that he was an informant when he was hanging out at Elohim City. It turned out Elohim City had been founded and was being run by an undercover FBI informant. Those people are everywhere, kind of like cockroaches, and you have to have an eye out.
They actually have a reporter that's got videotaped and proof that he was working for the military 3 years after they sheeped him.
Okay, well, that would be interesting to see, but I'm going to have to let you go, Ed. We got to do our top of the hour station identification, and we will be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.